News release. Niagara Regional Police. In June of 1995, the remains of a male were recovered from the Niagara River in Niagara Falls by members of the Niagara Regional Police Service, NRPS. A postmortem was conducted, however, the male was never positively identified and remained known as John Doe. In June of 2023, the Niagara Regional Police Service Missing Persons and Unidentified Remains Coordinator was contacted by the Doe Network, suggesting a possible match between a missing 46-year-old male from Niagara Falls, NY, that was last observed in June of 1995 to that of the NRPS, John Doe. At the time of the disappearance in June 1995, Canadian officials were never made aware, and thus the connection between the two countries was not made. As a result of the new information, further investigation occurred in collaboration with United States authorities, and DNA was sought from members of the missing male's family. Suitable DNA was submitted to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, National DNA Databank, and profiles were uploaded successfully in September of 2023. Over the course of the year, further forensic samples from the unidentified remains were submitted to the RCMP for profiling and comparison. Following meetings with the Ontario Chief Coroner, Ontario Deputy Chief Forensic Pathologist, a forensic anthropologist, and members of the Ontario Forensic Pathology Services, there was a strong belief John Doe could in fact be the reported missing male. In the summer of 2024, the unidentified remains of John Doe were positively identified as being that of the missing male from Niagara Falls, NY, who was last seen in June of 1995. The family in this matter has since been notified and have planned to place a headstone on their father's grave here in Canada. Family members have expressed their appreciation for the commitment of the Niagara Regional Police Service and the involved agencies in Ontario and the United States that have been able to bring them closure after so many years. At their request, the male's name is not being released. Niagara Regional Police Service Missing Persons and Unidentified Remains Coordinator Detective Constable Sarah Mummery states, "This incident sheds light into the continued need for the collaboration and communication between both Canada and the U.S. officials to solve these ongoing and historical cases. Families need closure, they want answers, and it ultimately is up to us to provide them with this." The Niagara Regional Police Service would like to acknowledge and thank NAMIS, National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, officials, New York State Parks Police, the RCMP National DNA Databank, and the Doe Network for their assistance with this investigation.